that's all they go by, but the statistics, they kind of lie a little bit sometimes too. There's one thing like my country up there, that was sheep and goat country like I told you. Sheep and goat, they have internal parasites, stomach worm. And unless you drench a couple of times a year, you're not doing any good with your sheep and goats. You lose a lot of them, and those that you don't lose, they're not doing right, just don't produce like you should. Well, deer gets the same parasites. And the veterinarians tell me those parasites, it's a spore, actually. It can lay there in the soil for years. And like now, when it's dry, and should we get a little rain now and the grass sprout, because the deer likes that short green grass. They pick right next to the ground, they pick up that spore. And the old sheep men, they called it bankrupt worm, because it actually bankrupts the sheep of its blood. That's what happens. In the stomach, they attach themselves to the lining and suck the blood. Yeah. And I've seen it, I've watched it, where a deer, after a rain like that, within 10 days' time, you could see the old hips begin to show up a little bit more, you know. And as time goes on, first thing you know, they don't run, they just kind of give a synovitis dance as they move on, you know, and first thing you know, you don't see them anymore, they just die, see. And I think the game department has never considered that a serious problem, if a problem at all. And then another thing, I think they, treating the amount of hunters too lightly. The last 10 years, I believe that the hunters increased by 100%. Whereas the deer's habitat declined, see? It's steadily down. Like I say, my boy, his boss has 5 bulldozers going. They're always slow, behind time. And there's 2 other men here that have bulldozers in this county alone. Well, you can imagine what that does to the deer habitat. They have to have brush and everything for protection and cover and all this and that. And so that's another thing that they overlook, I believe. And well, my place, the first year of this regulatory deal that we have now, we killed 17 bucks and could have killed more if we wanted to. And I didn't let them kill any does. But that don't mean anything, because I just have small area compared to what's around me. And those neighbors around me feed, you know, like they do nowadays, draw those over there and kill them. Well, it don't help me. Anyhow, the second year we killed 14 bucks. And every year it went down. To about 8 years of it, we only got 3. Then it went back up to 7. That's the most we've ever gotten since.
You should come to Alabama. We're overrun with them.
Well, I'd sure like to see that.
Oh, man, that's so many deer. You see them everywhere. Hunters just have a field day.
What is it, whitetail or what deer?
I'm not much of a hunter. I think so. My brother should be here to tell you about it. He's the hunter. But, gosh, everybody and his brother around where I'm from, deer hunt. Get out on those stands, you know.
Well, over here, there's several places where they close school though on the first day of deer season. That's a fact.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that world's a hunter's, and it's a lot of money, and of course, the lease is getting worse and worse. $50 to $150, $175 a gun for the season. You're allowed 1 buck in this county now. Used to be 2. A turkey, we had a lot of turkey. 2 years ago, my boy had 56 turkeys around the stand the first morning. But my children don't shoot turkeys. They don't want turkeys. I shoot one just to have one,